lockdown have not been retrieved from learners that have matriculated? And what measures are being put in place to ensure proper tracking of assets and tools with regards to the online learning? I hope that question is clear. It's twofold. The second question, Chair, it states in slide 26 that the Department of Basic Education has worked with HA to campaign on the issue of undocumented learners. I wanted to check how many learners are left undocumented without birth certificates, if you've got those statistics. I think I'll have a follow-up based on that. The third question, Chair, what percentage of the department's content has been digitized so far? If you can maybe give us a clearer picture of how much of the content has actually been digitized so far. Then on slide 88, there's, a low placement of teacher assistants, particularly in the Eastern Cape. So I wanted to check what are the reasons for that. I see that there are other provinces as well that, are below 50%. If you can maybe give an indication of what are the reasons for that. Then in terms of slide 91, what are the reasons for, for the teacher posts not being filled? What are the reasons for that? And what mitigating factors have been put in place to make sure that, we fill those? Then in terms of the budget, I'm going to come shortly to the budget, but on slide 127, where the department partially met the target on program 5, the monitoring of nutritious meals, do you do that? I mean, I see that they're saying that the reason why it was not completed is because they could not get a hold of schools on the phone. Do you do that monitoring via telephone call, or do you actually physically do oversight and visit the schools like the DG has been doing in marking centers and other places doing oversight? If you can just give an indication of that. And then on slide 140, there's slow spending on the school infrastructure, backlogs grant, and on projects. Understandably so, you've put reasons as to COVID, the material and all of that, but it has not picked up yet. Are there any specific interventions that you're making to make sure that the spending there actually does increase, CFO? And then in terms of the overspending on departmental operations, what exactly was being overspent? And I see you cite COVID, but what exactly has been, forced you to overspend during the COVID time on those? And then second, lastly, Chair, the Maths, Science and Technology Oversight Grant, had a low spending. And the reason that is being put there is that, you couldn't visit the schools. I cited earlier, and congratulations anyways to the DG of traveling examination centers across all provinces. Is that, the reason why you could not do those oversights there, considering where we stand in terms of math, science and technology in the country? So if we can just clarify those and maybe indicate, what interventions have been put in place for those. I think those are the only questions that I have, Chair. I will have just one more follow-up on the issue of undocumented learners, though. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nodada. Honorable members, I take it we are fine because I don't see other hands.
Chair, can I come in? I don't see where must I raise my head. My apology on that one.
Oh, okay. It's fine. Then you can proceed, Honorable Adwan.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and greetings to the DM, Honorable Mhaule, and officials led by Dr. Whittle of the department, and all the honorable members and the staff in the meeting present. Chair, let me also appreciate the report, a very detailed and straightforward report that we just received. And also take a tune from the Deputy Minister for wishing all of you a happy Africa Day. Yes, indeed, we are Africans, and we must really treat ourselves as brothers and sisters in the country, in the continent, and start to, you know, love one another as Africans, not be segregated by by borders. We must always put ourselves as human before we even think ourselves as people from different countries. Nevertheless, Chair, I have only about a few questions that I would need clarity on. Firstly, it's on the ECD migration that has a deadline that was changed, we know, due to a coronavirus pandemic, from 2021 to 2022. Are we, the department, going to be able, or the two departments going to be able to reach the deadline successfully? And if not, are we going to experience the same, you know, challenges? Or have they found ways and means of mitigating on those challenges that they've met that resulted to the migration not to happen in 2021? That is my first question. My second question, Chair, is on the issue that has been trending on media about expired food that was served to learners in different provinces. I've seen, if not two or three of those cases, and I've seen in the report that there's been monitoring. My question will be based on that report, on the monitoring part of it, to say how effective is monitoring is done in such a schools, and what is being done when there are such cases that we see happening in different schools in provinces, Chairperson. Let me pause there, Chair, but I do welcome the report that we have received. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Advance. Now, the issues that I would want to raise, one is to, I think we need to thank the department for the presentation. Is the it's quite a very lengthy but very informative presentation for the third quarter. I think one must commend the department for being able to have successful SGB elections during the term that we are speaking about. I missed the COVID, but I think there were really few negativities, you know, that were there. And I think that needs to be commendable through it all, but we've managed to hold a national, you know, SGB elections. Now, the second issue that I want to raise is to comment again on the performance of program managers, where you are saying that they are performing at 89%, which is exceptionally well in my view. But then, how can you make sure that translate to our schools on the ground? You know, how do you make sure that our principals, but also our teachers generally, they perform at the same rate? You know, it can be good for you as DBE officials to perform at that rate, but then where your core business is on the ground, it is also very important that we see the same results. And then on program 5, there is a slide that says you could not, there were learners that were not fed in the quarter that we are busy with. Now, can we just get an understanding of what could have been the reason, and what is your plan to make sure that doesn't happen again? I'm raising it because there is a parent from Adelaide who called me, I think last week, to say that, you know, as the learners are alternating days, so there are learners who would go to school when they are not supposed to be at school. They would only go because they want food and